When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Thank you for listening to Cozy Win Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Chantal using Red Circle. Red Circle is an online platform to host your podcast, to send it to Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever podcast plays. Red Circle will be your host and do all the work for you. Also on Red Circle, they have a great option for podcasters that also use the host for Red Circle to cross-promote, where they can promote their podcast on another podcast show and vice versa. There's also great ad opportunities on that app, and they pay out monthly. So if that's something you're interested in, check out all of the plans on Red Circle. Now, this is episode 29, season 19 for Cozy Moon Podcast. Check your kids' phones randomly because it's important, and that's what I'm talking about today. We are on the last episode. This is the last episode of Cozy Womb Podcast season 19. It was amazing. I've gotten a lot of great feedback. The people have enjoyed it, and I have enjoyed making it. But I do want to enjoy my summer without coming up with content to podcast about. I want to have my experience and then share it with you later. So for June, July, and a bit of August, you won't hear from me, but there will be a new season in August for Cozy Womb Podcast. I hope you guys have a great summer. I'm going to give you one last hoorah episode to set the tone for your summer. I want you guys to be safe and all of that great stuff. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. It's hot. Parents still gotta work. So what are the fun options for these kids? What is your budget? Is it $80 per week? Is it $40 per week? Is it a weekend trip of $600 in May or June? I don't know. Are you trying to book a hotel? Reserve now, pay later? There are options for all of us depending on what we want to do. Staycations can be fun, so please look into that. We took a trip. Can't get into the details because I'm doing this before we take the trip. And I planned it in a month or so. And I worked a lot of overtime to be able to do it. So it is possible. You just have to plan efficiently. This episode, I want to talk about how to enjoy summer on a budget for a lot of us, because a lot of parents are working with one job. A lot of parents are working with being out of a job. A lot of parents are trying to figure out how they're going to balance the summer and looking for work and having side gigs and all of that. It's just a lot of changes happening. But your kids still want to have fun. Your kids still want to feel like they had an excited summer. And so I'm going to talk about free things you can do in the summer with your kids and your family, low-cost things and high-cost things you can think about. And you just see where your options are with that. And please check locally. Check your local resources, whether it's the local papers. Check the local events on Instagram. Check the local events around where you live. There's always something happening with kids, you just have to be on top of the dates and if the things are canceled or not. All right, and that is the episode that we're going to have today. So get your pens or write it or type it into your iPhone. I don't know. But let's talk about all the free options of things that you can do with your kids throughout the summer. You can have a day in the week where you go to the park. You can do ice pop making. There's a lot of options. If you go to Target, there's a whole aisle of like summer stuff to do. If you go to Walmart, there's an aisle of like summer things to do. Picnic things, cookout stuff is usually in there, where you can make your own popsicles. You can maybe do a lemonade stand. Please check locally if you need to get a day license to go ahead and do so, because you know the government always has to have their hands in somebody's pocket. You can get backyard games. You can get a blow-up pool. Okay, they come in different sizes now. They even come with covers if you order on Amazon. You can have cousins come over. You can have a water gun balloons. I don't know, whatever you want to do. I'm definitely taking down that trampoline this summer, because it just has to go. It has to go. Bike riding, library visits, no electronics day, okay? Anything that's going to help you guys throughout the summer and you don't want to come out of pocket, those are free things to do, all right? Great ways for your children to burn energy. Low-cost options. Go to grandma's to visit grandma, depending on how far she is. Jenny's ice cream, okay? They're not too expensive. They're cheaper than going to Ben and Jerry's. If I go to Ben and Jerry's for myself and the two girls, I'm spending $30. If I go to Jenny's, I'm not spending $30, okay? And it's great ice cream, great flavors. The museum usually has the first Sunday that's free here in Georgia. Check with your local museums to see what options they have, if they have any craft classes. New restaurants, okay? Low-cost restaurants, look into that. Gardening could be a great way to bond with your family. Walk a trail. Do a picnic. Go to the movies together. Maybe a matinee. They're a lot cheaper. Buy the tickets online. Get your snacks and go have a great time. Make a pizza together, bake cookies, go visit an animal shelter. If you don't want to take an animal home, that's cool too. Have that talk with your kids before you get in there. Make paper planes. There's so many options to not have to spend a lot out of pocket where you can spend time. I think the other day I had bought some beads for myself. Anya bought beads. And I just started making bracelets and keychains, sitting there watching TV, you know, chilling. It wasn't a lot of money. I think the beads was like $4. The string was like $4. So I spent about $9 on myself. Anya got some. She spent about $9. It's better than nothing, okay? Options to create. High-cost things. The zoo is now high-cost because, honey, it looks like they want $30 per person. Disney is very much high-cost. Last time I went with Anya alone, I spent over $1,000. The parking alone is automatically $35, okay? So you're going to spend money going to Disney. Disney is not somewhere you want to go where it's just you and a kid, because you need somebody to watch the stroller, you need somebody to watch the bags, the things that you win, the things that you buy. So if you're going to go to Disney, it's best you go in a group, okay? A beach trip can be high cost depending on where you stay. It's very exhausting when it's just you and kids at a beach, because you don't really get to enjoy it because you got to be mom the whole time. So please plan to go to the beach in a group. Road trip can be high cost with the gas, food, things you buy, food, buying, like all types of stuff. It can be high cost. In-state hotel stay, depending on where you are, that can be a high cost. You don't have to stay at a very fancy hotel. You just...
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
You're there for the experience with your children. Ice skating can be expensive, just so think about it. Are you going to pay all that money and have most of the kids sit down most of the time and not skate? Even roller skating, depending on where you go, it can be expensive. Are they really going to skate, or are they going to complain and whine about being too scared to fall? You know, is everybody going to enjoy themselves if you spend the money? So just think about those options there. I think there's smaller parks that you can take kids to, Six Flags, Andretti. There's always Dave and Buster's. But if you don't have the budget, go to the places where you have the budget. And I'll tell you more after these messages. My name is Shan. I am the mom of girls. I am the host. I am the creator. I am the editor. I am the everything. You could check out more from me on shanbypodden.com. If you are looking to get some Table Topic cards on your own, you could go to tabletopics.com and use my code shanbypodden for 15% off, I believe. Thank you. Most importantly, when it comes to kids who have high energy, you want to get active with your kids, okay? Do water games, do bike rides, do movie night at home, go feed the ducks, I don't know, go for after room walks, make a compost, read together, make a good D jar that y'all do weekly, go to art galleries, find activity workshops to do. Most cities have like places where you can go paint and bring your own snacks and drinks. You could do that with the kids. They do take like a deposit of like $25 most times. Discover bugs together. Make smoothies together. I would also not forget that for those 2 months of summer that we have in the U.S., make a fun challenge to get them to read, okay? You don't want your kids falling off their reading habits during the summer. So read a book to them or make them read a book to you. Make a contest, and at the end of the summer, the kids win a prize if they read a certain amount of books. Re-up on new books. Get new books over the summer. Donate old books. And don't forget about reading and math skills over the summer. Practice for the next grade they're going into so they're not surprised at the work that they're going to get. I'm going to have a fourth grader going into fifth grade for the next school year, and I'm going to have a first grader going into second grade for the next school year. So I will be getting them next level books, introducing them to new math, new reading, writing expectations, and just preparing them mentally on what they're going to be doing so they just don't feel overwhelmed. Get flashcards. Do not just let them sit, eat junk, stay up late, be on the tablet, play games, and watch TV. Do not let their brains warp. I think definitely a bedtime throughout the school year helped, but if you have to have a bedtime throughout the summer, do that. If you have to have a day where there are no electronics, do that. But don't let your children get sucked in into bad habits for the 2 months that they have summer. I want everybody to have a great summer break. Please be safe. Please go over the rules of when you go to work. Please go over the rules and set up the cameras. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please make sure your children know your phone number, their dad's number, the neighbor's phone number. Make sure they know which street they live on, their address. Make sure they know what to do if certain emergencies happen. Make sure you're prepared. Have a first aid kit at the house. Have a fire extinguisher. And just be safe and be smart. Do not allow your children to sleep over people's homes that you do not know. Do not let your kids just roam the street late at night. Be preventative. Have talks you need to have. And have a great summer. I think summer is deserved for these kids who go to school so early in the morning and have this demand on them, and it's supposed to be a fun time, so don't waste it not enjoying anything. Enjoy something. Please don't forget to read, do math, practice, talk to them, spend time with them. Don't just work and come home and work and come home and work and come home, and then on Saturday and Sunday you're like rushing to do something that they want to do. Like, let the children feel involved in your day also. Thank you so much for giving me another great season of Cozy Womb Podcast. I will be back in August for Cozy Womb Podcast for season 20. It's going to be centered around tweens and teens, okay? I've talked about babies a lot, but my children are completely out of the baby stage. I think I have enough episodes about baby stuff. I've talked about smaller kids a lot. I think I have a lot of episodes about helping, you know, pre-K, kindergartners, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. Now I have to start talking about older topics because my kids are getting older. They're exposed to more. These kids are exposed to a lot that my kids aren't, and it's time for me to start having discussions with them about things that I haven't. And while I'm having those discussions with them, I'm going to be discussing certain things with you. A lot of the episodes for next season, I'm going to give you a warning at the beginning so you're aware, so your kids are not hearing something you're not ready for them to hear. But it's definitely going to be topics that need to be talked about because our children are exploring things in an adult nature earlier because they have the access to their phones, the tablets, the TV, their friends' homes. And family structures are a bit different from ours, and we can't just turn a blind eye to it. We have to talk about it. We have to address it. We have to make them aware so they're self-aware. And I just want to touch on topics that I know a lot of parents are having trouble with, dealing with, that are not being talked about on a grand scale. So that's what's up next for Cozy Womb Podcast. If you want to find all of the episodes, whether you listen on Spotify, Podbean, Amazon Music, it's on there. If you listen on Apple, it's on there. All of the episodes will be on there. If you want more of the older episodes, you want to go ahead and subscribe to the exclusive episodes through Red Circle for Cozy Womb Podcast. If you want to find updates on what I'm into, what I'm about to get into, please check out shambipodden.com. You can always find me on IG for the Cozy Womb Pod or the Cozy Womb Podcast, and on Twitter. And if you have any questions, please email me at cozywombmama@gmail.com. Other than that, thank you so much for listening, downloading, and giving me feedback throughout this season. It's been a blast. Okay? Enjoy your summer. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.